WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. She's been pursued by Warren Beatty. She's friends with the Queen of England. She's a much-adored housewife-turned-megastar. She remembers her roots, and she's never bothered with elitist things like bodyguards and private jets. She's Dame Edna Everage, and she's actually the creation of Australian performer Barry Humphries. He created the character in 1955. Dame Edna's one-woman shows are sellouts in London, and she's recently been catching on in America. Humphries uses Dame Edna to comically critique self-absorbed celebrities and the excesses of our culture. We invited Humphries to talk with us about Dame Edna, but he showed up as Dame Edna herself. Like so many celebrities before her, Dame Edna has written her autobiography. It's called My Gorgeous Life, The Life, The Loves, The Legend. Here's a reading.
You know, it's funny to think there'll be millions of people reading this bestseller of mine. Some voluntarily, many as a compulsory school or university textbook, who have never heard of me. What a vain woman I'd be if I thought everyone on the planet adored me. Chances are you might run away with the idea this is another showbiz autobiography written by a ghost for some stupid empty-headed glamour puss. No way! This book is going to give new hope to zillions of men and women across the ethno-socio-economic board, because it's the true story of one woman's journey from the kitchen sink to the corridors of power. A woman who has nonetheless remained natural, approachable, and, let's face it, humble.
Okay.
Oh, I could go on reading forever, Terry. I had to break off then, just as it was getting exciting.
You've travelled such a far distance in your life. What was your life like back when you were a suburban mother? What fulfilled you then?
Well, I have to say this, Terry, and I feel I'm getting to know you quite well, even though we're just talking on the wireless. I am still a suburban mother. Although I'm a megastar, fundamentally and spiritually, I'm wrist deep in washing up water. But my life was very, very ordinary. I had three young children running around my ankles. I seemed to spend my life at the kitchen sink, staring out through the chipped Venetian blinds to a little backyard where my children played.
Dame Edna, now you're a megastar, but being a megastar isn't just about having the admiration of your fans. You've needed courage and strength to survive the emotional traumas that life has put you through.
Yes.
I mean, for instance, your late husband had terrible prostate trouble. How did that affect your intimate life?
Well, fortunately for the worse, because I've never really placed that aspect of human relationships very high on the list of priorities for me, Terry. And between you and me, I don't think many women do. I really think that, you know, our little private parts have been blown out of all proportion. In publicity, in women's magazines, the sort of thing you read under the dryer in a hairdresser is always, isn't it, about the sexual side of people's lives. In fact, so many other things are more important. And I was lucky that that aspect of my life with my husband was nipped in the bud, literally, I might say, by Norm's prostatological complications. But fortunately, his prostate transplant, it was the first that ever happened in the world, gave new hope to prostate sufferers all over the world. So my husband's memory belongs to science, and that's filled me with a great deal of joy. However, I did have three children, and I felt that was enough, quite frankly. And Norm, that was my husband's name, Norman, short for Norman, as in Schwarzkopf. Norm, I don't think, was too much interested in that side of things as well. Luckily, I think we were very similar in many ways. We didn't have single beds, Terry, but we slept quite a fair way apart on the edges of our double bed. And,
are you,
as much as I'm prepared to say over the wireless.
Are you still running the Dame Edna Prostate Foundation?
Yes, I am, in fact, chairman of the world organization called Friends of the Prostate. I founded it, and it really is to help people understand the prostate. It's educational, of course. We built a theme park where there is, in fact, a walk-through prostate, a beautiful thing in fiberglass, and it has restaurants, bowling alleys, synagogue, and disabled toilets. And also, of course, we sell things, you know, in order to raise money for further prostate research, like oven mitts and fudge.
Dame Edna, I have another personal question for you. Was it hard for you to begin having relationships with men again after your husband passed away?
Well, it was. But I have had relationships with men, but platonic ones. I haven't played hospitals with anyone yet, to use an expression, which we used to use when we were young schoolgirls, or playing cars and garages with members of the opposite sex, or ships and harbours, for that matter. A game which my brothers occasionally suggested, but which you'll be very relieved to hear I rejected contemptuously. However, I have had approaches. I'm an attractive woman. In fact, if anything, I'm more attractive than I've been before in my life. And my gynaecologist, Terry, looked up the other day. Incidentally, my gynaecologist is Julio Iglesias's father. Did you know he was a gynaecologist?
I didn't.
I learnt that because I had Julio as a guest on one of my TV shows in Britain, and he told me that his father was a gynaecologist, and I asked him if he ever brought his work home with him. But my gynaecologist looked up, and he said to me the other day, he said, "Dame Edna, you are at the height of your powers as a woman." And he said, "Theoretically, you're still capable of having grandchildren," which was very, very nice to hear. As you can imagine, Terry. But I've had advances from very handsome men like Klaus von Bülow, Prince Rainier of Monaco. You know, single and very desirable gentlemen. But no, not at the moment. We go out to dinner, you know, we boogie into the night. But when it comes to dropping me off at my luxury home in Beverly Hills, I'm afraid it's a quick little peck on the cheek and in the door.
My guest is Dame Edna Everidge. She's written a new autobiography called My Gorgeous Life. We'll talk more after the short break. This is Fresh Air. Housewife turned megastar Dame Edna Everidge is my guest. I hate to try to get women to be competitive with each other, but I must ask you who you think is more glamorous, you or Margaret Thatcher?
Margaret Thatcher was a little more glamorous, mainly because she begged me to give her advice. She was, quite frankly, a formidable and rather unattractive bully of a woman who'd wore pretty dreary clothes. But there was a fashion in England about 10 years ago for famous women to ring me up when it was leaked into the press that the Queen of England was getting my advice on her clothes. Then, of course, when I was the godmother to Princess Diana and Prince Charles's first baby, I became a little bit of a sort of fashion guru and quite the flavour of the year. And I was very, very surprised when I heard from Margaret Thatcher, whose ratings were falling a bit, that my advice was being sought. And, you know, I got her to do her hair differently. I got her to put a little bit of a violet rinse in it, so it looked a little bit like mine. My son, Kenny, who's a wonderful couturier, designed some clothes for her. And there was a transformation. Unfortunately, it came too late, and now the woman is out of office and having a rather quiet nervous breakdown somewhere.
Would you describe yourself as a feminist?
Well, I think I'm one of the founders of world feminism, Terry, because Germaine Greer was, her parents were neighbours of ours, and every time she called in after school to see me, I'd make her a little few cookies or something of the kind. She'd have to step over my husband, who was very often scrubbing the kitchen floor. And I think it could put ideas in Germaine's mind, because later she was to write a famous feminist text. and she has thanked me personally. And my copy of the female eunuch has an inscription in it to Dame Edna, my old friend who gave me the idea for this book, Germain. Well, that puts me pretty much in the vanguard, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, your manager is Barry Humphrey, so I believe is with you now. And as I understand it, the way you first met him is he was doing a drag theater show, and he wanted to seek your advice.
It was pathetic.
What do you think of men who dress as women and pretend they're women on stage?
I think there is something quite seriously wrong with them. I haven't discussed this with doctors, but I think the medical profession, and a lot of doctors will be tuned into this by now. In fact, people from every walk of life will be tuned into this broadcast. I think doctors would have something to say about it. I think it means that a man is a bit dissatisfied with his own, what Dame Nature has given him, don't you, Terry? That he wishes to be something else. And, you know, of course, actors do dress up as all kinds of things, not just women. They dress up as old people, don't they? King Lear, that Shakespeare part. That's sort of old person, isn't it? And I suppose when you think about it, acting is pretending to be someone else. But I've generally speaking found that members of the acting profession are a bit odd.
Is your manager Barry Humphreys there?
He is. Fortunately, I'm talking to you very quietly, darling. He didn't hear what I just said, so please don't embarrass him.
Okay.
Embarrass me by telling him. Barry, darling. Barry? Oh, little Terry wants a word with you.
Terry?
Hi, Barry Humphreys. Thank you for joining us.
What's Dame Edna been saying? I hope she's been being polite.
Well, you can listen to the broadcast or, you know, hear a rebroadcast
Splendid.
Of it. But
good,
yeah.
good.
Did Dame Edna give you good advice when you were doing your drag act?
I think so. She actually dissuaded me. I was a young comedian in Australia, and I'd invented this character who was a sort of housewife, rather like Dame Edna, as a matter of fact, was in the old days. And she'd had a bit of publicity. She'd won this lovely mother competition, and I asked her if she'd come along and give me some advice. She came to the theatre where I was rehearsing, just one of those little small theatres seating about 200 people. And she sat there and watched me do this performance. And afterwards she said that it hadn't made her laugh, and she thought that it was in very bad taste, and she thought that the dress that I was wearing was an insult to women. And she was very forthright and, in fact, rather unkind, I thought at the time. She dashed my confidence so much that I was never able to do this performance again. But I did ask if she knew so much about it, whether she wouldn't mind playing the part in the show that opened the following evening. Well, that was a historic suggestion that I made to Dame Edna, because, or Mrs. Everidge, as she was called then, because she went on stage and she stole the show. All she did was just talk about her life. She didn't have gags. It wasn't very funny. She didn't tell funny stories. She just talked about herself. And indeed, that's all she ever does to this day.
Well, we're out of time. I thank you very much for joining us while you're in the United States.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
Can I thank Dame Edna? She's
still
around. Sure. Dame Edna, thank you very much for the interview.
Oh, Terry, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Dame Edna's new memoir, My Gorgeous Life, is published by Simon & Schuster. Dame Edna is the creation of Australian performer Barry Humphreys.